Y'all heard?
One, two, three.
Hey, everybody.
This is Y'all Heard.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. A podcast where me, Marissa Phillips.
And me, Pete Phillips.
Are not related.
And this is a cool podcast hosted by two ice cubes because we're so cool. It's hot outside. And neither of us could ever bear a 10-hour wedding in Madison Square Garden. In fact, our hearts go out to all the staff in that building, especially the people who clean toilets.
What? Is Taylor Swift getting married there?
Yeah.
Wait, really? I thought it wasn't confirmed. Really?
That's what all the headlines say. I don't really read.
Wait. I thought they insinuated and then people weren't sure if it was true. But if so, that's fucking insane. And you know what? I could be wrong, but I have a feeling this isn't going to help their cultural cachet. I have a feeling it's going to hurt it. I don't know why.
It's just so rude.
I mean, I have no thoughts. I have no.
During a holiday weekend. Come on.
Yeah, that's just going to make everything intolerable for everyone going to New York this weekend. How are you?
Oh.
In other words, you tell you things you didn't know you needed to know.
Well done. I'm just reading a headline here that says that Sly Stone did the same thing. He had 20,000 guests at his wedding.
If you don't know that many people. You don't. I don't mean you.
No. No,
I mean, no one does.
No one there can feel special.
Yeah, so clearly, I don't know. She's just opening it up to some randos. Nobody knows that many people.
Yeah, sell tickets. That's a good way to pay for your wedding.
Not that they need help, but so.
Marissa.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. How about that game?
Which one?
The Mystics and the Fire.
I stopped watching after the last Knicks game's NBA. I'm sorry.
WNBA game. Here's the thing. Both of the teams are like my teams. I actually can stand everybody on both of those teams.
Okay.
So they're going head to head and I'm like, I don't care which one wins. I'm having fun watching this game.
That's fun.
Then they went into four overtimes.
Whoa. I don't even know that could happen.
And Carla Late, who is on the Fire, kept hitting these three-pointers at the end that would mm-hmm. tie things up.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart at the end that she threw one up and it missed and lost. But
yeah,
that happened. I wasn't there. I was just watching it on TV. So I guess that really doesn't have much to do with me, but
that's okay. I'll take it. You watched it.
Hey, I did some freshman orientations while I was at work, and once again, it seems like populations are all kind of similar, where some people are just way off the mark and some people are right on the money.
In terms of what?
In terms of I had to do a technology orientation and
for children or for adults teaching the children?
For incoming freshmen.
I feel like the adults should have been there too, but continue.
And it just, you know, I feel like I'm not really a big fan of people generalizing in the first place, but kids these days, you know, it's no, half of these kids these days know what the hell they're doing and they're on track. The other half are absolute morons.
Oh, huh.
But I also feel like that applies to if you're talking to, a group of faculty members, it's the same thing.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're talking to a group of cops, it's probably the same thing. a group of grocery store managers.
yeah, I agree.
So it's hard out there, but
don't envy you.
Stick to it out there, whoever you are, wherever you are. How about you, Marissa? What's up with you?
I'm fine. We're going to Philadelphia for the 4th of July, and I just saw it's going to be 102 degrees in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Yeah.
And 4th of July, it's going to be raining. I They always have a free Philly concert, but I'm like, we're not going to the concert because it's one of those things where it's like New Year's Eve in New York, like the concert tickets are free, first come, first serve, but you know you can't leave and pee. So I'm like, no, but we could like hover around it, but who's going to be in it? And it's like The Roots, Will Smith, and Meek Mill. I'm like, well, what is all this Philly classics? So yeah, pray for me this weekend. I have nothing really. I have nothing of note whatsoever. So let's just get to an icebreaker.
Well, I wanna see who's at this thing.
There are more people. I just couldn't think of it.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Christina Aguilera, Jill Scott, The Roots, Will Smith, and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
That's kind of crazy that Will Smith has fallen from grace so much that he's in the middle.
Seal? No, that can't be right.
Wait, I forgot about that. I want to see Seal. Shit, yeah.
That hosted by Wanda Sykes. That's pretty cool, too.
Wait, what, by Wanda Sykes?
Hosted.
Okay, Aaron did not tell me that. Okay.
See, Aaron doesn't know, like...
What would
he thinks me? He, of course, named all the big celebrities.
Yeah, I was like, but, Meek Mill means nothing to me. Not that I'm anti-Meek Mill, but I don't listen to Meek Mill. This is nothing to me. He got really excited about that. If you mentioned Wanda Sykes and Seal, I would be like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Seal. That's right.
Okay, so
he's probably not, like he's part not of from that. Philly.
No, I don't think
but so. I actually read once that Seal really loves a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, actually, there's this, the only other exciting thing is there's this Japanese restaurateur or just whatever, chef, restaurant owner who has a Philly themed cheesesteak place in Japan. And every so often he visits Philly and does a pop-up where he then brings his Japanese chili Philly cheesesteaks to Philly. And I hope he does a pop-up while I'm there. But yeah, this week is going to be a fuck fest.
I hope that you can provide us with some sort of report because I do want to, there's a bulleted list and it says The Roots with special guests, Will Smith, DJ and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, weird. Wow. Yeah. Will Smith doesn't even have his own spot. God, I kind of feel bad. I will give a full report. I will say, we booked dinner, a walkable dinner, but in the middle. So I'm definitely going to miss some bands. But we're going to watch it, eat, come back and watch more. So I'll let you know what I catch.
This concert's almost as long as Taylor Swift's wedding.
Yeah, I've only been to this once, like decades ago. So yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Marissa.
Yes.
You could only use one thing to eat with and one thing to eat on for the rest of your life. What would you choose? I'm talking utensils and I'm talking things that you would eat off of.
I mean, that's incredibly easy. I was actually having this conversation with my husband the other day that I think we should throw out some of our forks. I would eat with a serrated spoon. I don't mean a fork. I mean a
spoon. But serrated spoon's not on the table.
Why? I have so many serrated spoons in this house. It exists. Fine. Spoon. Just spoon. I do.
Okay.
Yep. Spoon and bowl. No, you know, spoon and one of those, like, it's like kind of shallow for a bowl, but kind of bowly for a plate. You know what I mean? Can I say that?
Like a
shallow bowl. Like a big ass shallow bowl.
How big is big?
Not that big. I take that back because
like 10 inches?
I don't. Yeah, like a 10-inch shallow bowl.
All right.
And fine, just a regular spoon. Teaspoon, not tablespoon. Like small spoon, definitely.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the bigger spoon.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be limited by the depth of the bowl.
But then I just don't want it to be like so curved that like I can't separate courses. You know what I mean? Or like side dishes.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Nah, just mix it all up.
My husband will eat everything I cook him in the same bite, and it makes me want to die. Because my husband will eat whatever I give him. This is not why I do it, but I'd be like, if I don't know what to make, I'll just go make whatever's off the top of my head. So sometimes I mix cuisines. like, I'll have an Italian food as the meat and an Asian side dish. And, like, that shouldn't be in your mouth at the same time.
I actually had the thought, just because you don't really, I don't really hear the word cuisine a lot. So when you said you mix cuisines, I thought you took two lean cuisines and put them in like the same bowl.
Gosh. Honestly, maybe if I'm lazy enough, but no, I haven't yet. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the same. And I think that this is smart for us because we're also not getting any younger. So we're probably going to have to eat off of spoons at some point.
Totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Serrated forks for a long time. Guys, if you haven't gotten into it yet, serrated forks are everything. I bought my first one with Pete, never looked back since. Yeah, that Ocean State job lot, whatever the fuck that nonsense store name is.
Yep.
Anyway.
They just have buckets full of utensils.
Yes. I have no segue. So, just speaking of buckets, here's a bucket of knowledge for you. You may have heard recently that a Tesla Model 3 crashed into a Katy, Texas home, killing a 76-year-old woman. The wording in different news stories differs, so it's actually a bit confusing. But my latest understanding is that the driver reported he was using an automated driving assistance feature at the time. So he wasn't using Tesla's full self-driving feature, but he was using like a step up from normal driving. It's something like a fancier
cruise. This is basically what Aaron was telling you to use.
No, he wanted me to do full self-driving.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was using a step, because Tesla has full self-driving, but they have something below it, which is just like lane assist and cruise control. Apparently the guy was just like, wow.
That's not reliable, again, sir.
But it's like semantics, because some people say self-driving, but self-driving means something separate from automated driving. But
I have those features on my car.
Exactly. So I think he did not use full self-driving, but, you know, like, updates come out. I follow the story pretty closely. Regardless, Tesla stated that whatever he was using, that their data logs show that the driver had pressed the accelerator to the maximum when that accident happened, when a car went speeding through someone's home. Mm-hmm. So Tesla's saying that was definitely the driver, not the automated driving feature, like the driver said. And like I said, I've been following this story closely because I'm invested. Why? Because I finally decided that begrudgingly, I might have mentioned this before, I'm going to learn how to drive again. And that idea keeps me up at night. And it's why I'm on the current dosage of Prozac I'm on. But my husband's solution has been, let's get you a self-driving car. Now, I don't think I need to explain to you, if you've been listening to our show for a while, that I hate Tesla and I hate Elon Musk. So this has been an ongoing debate. I've been looking around to see who else has self-driving cars, how far the tech has come, and how safe they actually are. And at the end of my research, some things surprised me, some things disappointed me, and I was still left with plenty of questions. So allow me to share what I learned. First off, autonomous vehicles, also known as AVs, are cars or trucks in which human drivers are not required to take control to safely operate the vehicle.
I like this. This is like a part two. But you're doing the other side, and I get to learn stuff.
Oh, yeah. So that's the other name for a self-driving car or a driverless car. And they combine sensors and software to control, navigate, and drive the vehicle without the passenger having to take care of everything. So currently a handful of autonomous ride-hailing services exist, like Waymo, see Pete's previous episode. Waymo are operating driverless vehicles in about a half dozen cities. And there are also some companies that operate autonomous tractor trailers. But given safety concerns, those vehicles are operating on very limited routes.
Because they will kill you.
Yes. And in case you are not aware, no manufacturer has ever made a fully automated personal vehicle. And I'll get back to that in a second. So None of these things, no matter how they frame them, they're not fully self-driving. So, various self-driving technologies have been developed by Google, Uber, Tesla, Volkswagen, and other automakers. These technologies build on decades of advanced driver assistance systems, which you'll already know about, like cruise control, collision warnings, or lane assist. But like, how does quote-unquote self-driving actually work? Well, design details vary depending on like the company and their model, but most self-driving systems create and like maintain an internal map of their surroundings based on a wide array of sensors, kind of like radar. Waymo's vehicles use cameras, sensors, radar, and highly detailed internal maps to get around, as well as AI to improve their performance. And the software in the car will process information, plot a path, and send instructions to the vehicle's actuator, which controls acceleration, braking, and steering. There are also like hard-coded rules in the car, like obstacle avoidance algorithms, predictive modeling, and object detection, to just all to make sure, you know, that it obeys traffic rules or like unexpected obstacles.
But basically, you're saying, car, I think you're going to be better at this than me.
Yeah, exactly. So let me go back to what I just said a little bit ago, which is that no.
I feel like, though, if you're that person, you should say, car, I don't need you.
I mean, aren't I that person?
Yes.
Yeah. And I have said, car, I don't need you. I'm going to say this again, everyone. This is true. The only reason I'm learning how to drive, my dear husband, God bless him, has just said, if you don't ever want to drive, you will never drive. And it's fine. I mean, not that I should have to, but I'm just saying, like, some partners might be like, oh, then I have to do all the driving. And I'm like, you're dating me? This is what you get. And he's fine with it. But my parents are aging. And I just feel like if anything happens, I, like, my father's the one who drives everyone in my parents' house. I don't want to, like, be, and my brother does too, but I just feel like we need more people who are capable to handle things if needed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You don't want to have, like, one driver in, like, a four-person house.
Yeah, exactly. Because
if something happens to the one driver, yeah, everybody's just staring at the one driver, like, sorry, you're choking. Like, we can't take you to the hospital.
Yeah, like,
bad example. You guys could help if somebody was joking.
So let me get back to what I said, that no manufacturer has made a fully automated personal vehicle, no matter how they frame it. So let's break down the six levels of self-driving technology. According to the society, it's actually zero, actually, but starting with the Society of Automotive Engineers, zero, no automation, your regular car. One, driver assistance. This is like a car that has lane keep assistance or adaptive cruise control to handle like one single task for you that you don't have to handle. Why are you making a face?
Adaptive cruise control.
I don't know what that means.
Does it adapt?
I mean, apparently I've never used cruise control in my life.
That would be kind of cool if it detected the vehicle in front of you and the speed that was going and it slowed you to that speed.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, to like follow the traffic, but I'm not sure.
My experience with lane assist, by the way, I'm not really that impressed. I am impressed that it like works, but yeah, not impressed that it just jerks your car over.
Yeah. I don't feel like any technology is where I want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Two, partial automation. The car handles steering and acceleration simultaneously, but the driver must monitor the environment at all times. Three, conditional automation. The vehicle drives itself under specific conditions, but the driver must take over immediately if prompted.
That's like my lawnmower. If I get up off the seat, it stops running.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool, though. I like that. Four, high automation. The car operates completely driverless within designated geofenced geographic areas. And level five, full automation. The vehicle could drive anywhere, anytime, in all weather conditions without human interaction.
It doesn't even need you in it.
Yeah. So, five does not exist.
You could say, drive to my ex-husband's house to pick up my kids.
So, Tesla can't do that, but they do have something where you can, like, call your car to come to you. Now, if it kills someone on its way to come to you, don't know how you navigate that. But anyway. So, bad news, level five doesn't exist yet. Question. What level do you think Tesla's complete full self-driving mode is from 0 to 5?
I think it's, based on the descriptions, I feel like it might be 2.
Exactly. It is 2. Still has a long way to go. And I thought Tesla was at the forefront, but I came to learn that there are actually a few cars you can purchase at a level 3 automation. Specifically the Mercedes-Benz S-Class and EQS. But that level 3 automation can only be activated currently on specific highway stretches in California and Nevada. So Mercedes-Benz is beating out Tesla in the self-driving game.
Nice.
So, despite the fact that the tech has a long way to go, there are a number of purported benefits that self-driving cars can currently provide, which is why I was feeling somewhat seduced. So, like, in theory, they should help in reducing road deaths.
Like Adam and Eve, except Aaron is playing the part of Eve.
Yeah, exactly. And the apple is the self-driving car.
Yes.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, estimates that over 39,000 people died in traffic accidents in the U.S. in 2024. And according to another slightly debated NHTSA report, about 94% of crashes have driver error as the critical reason for that crash.
100% of them have someone driving, I hope.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, I guess it could be like, weather or like
or something wrong with the car, like if the car just died and you were going like 1,000 miles per hour.
That was a better example than an earthquake suddenly hits me.
but it's not surprising that 95% have to do with the driver, because
exactly. I agree, but for some reason they said that some people are arguing the accuracy of that, but whatever. Anyway, so eliminating human error has the potential to make our roads safer, assuming the tech works. These are said to have the potential to reduce traffic congestion. AVs are programmed to maintain a safe and consistent distance between vehicles, which could help reduce the number of like stop and go waves of cars that are known to produce a lot of the road congestion, usually for no real reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, most notably in my mind, is that AVs could improve driving accessibility. It could make driving a more viable option for people with disabilities, aging drivers, and people like me who would rather die than drive. So, of course, this is all assuming the tech goes according to plan. But let's talk about the downsides. First and foremost, where we stand now, the tech is not foolproof. So, in 2023, we had the first known pedestrian fatality involving Tesla's full self-driving technology. So, this incident involved a 70-year-old woman named Jonah Story, who was struck by a Tesla Model Y on an Arizona highway when she was standing outside of her vehicle, directing traffic around a multiple car pileup. So the crash occurred in an area where there was a blinding sun glare, which compromised Tesla's camera-based, camera-only perception system. So after this happened, the NHTSA opened an investigation and reviewed a lot of Tesla crash data. And it concluded that Tesla's system, quote, did not detect common roadway conditions that impaired camera visibility until immediately before the crash would happen. A review of Tesla's responses, quote, revealed additional crashes that occurred in similar environments and where the system either did not detect a degraded state or it did not present the driver with any alert with with enough time for the driver to react. So
any I feel like you could say that too if you were a person. You'd be like, well, I didn't see the wall until I hit it. Yeah.
So in each of these crashes, Full Self-Driving lost track of or never detected like a vehicle in its path to crash into.
I wonder if they test these in like dense fog.
So I don't know about that specifically, but I will get to the testing of it soon. So Tesla execs said, yeah, we admit that happened. We have since changed cameras in our older vehicles to address these issues. Okay, whatever. Sure you did, Tesla. Anyway, now, beyond that incident, it is worth noting that studies have shown that the computer vision system, by the way, what I'm about to say doesn't shock me at all. The computer vision systems in automated vehicles as a whole, not just Tesla, may be less able to detect children and people of color. Yep, no surprise there. In addition...
And women. Let's just throw women in there.
I was actually pretty surprised women wasn't in there. In addition, the performance of vision-based models is dependent on the training data used and may not reflect the demographics or type of roads that the users are driving on. So yeah, the car will only be prepared for what it's been trained on. So if you have some weird fucking road or
they don't train it on like really pothole heavy roads or real patched up roads or dirt or roads.
Weird rural bending roads with blind spots and shit like that. So, So Dr. Zhang from the Department of Informatics assessed 8 artificial intelligence powered pedestrian detection systems that are used in autonomous vehicle research. After testing over 8,000 images through software, they noticed that the detection accuracy for adults was almost 20% higher than it was for children. And was 7.5% more accurate for light-skinned people versus dark-skinned people. I don't know why you can't understand what children are, though. Like, I don't... Anyway.
They're like people, but smaller.
A major cause of this discrepancy is that the main collections of pedestrian images, which are used to train AI, are usually... light skin, like duh, of course, and probably light skin men, and probably really tall light skin men with blonde hair. I don't know. So the result
is not tall enough to be hot.
No. So yeah, the result is just like it's uneven data. The AI won't know all it needs to know. But even though the tech isn't even there, that's not even the biggest issue in my eyes. The biggest problem right now, according to me, is people lying.
Dogs.
Oh, yeah. I do wonder. Imagine they could tell dogs over children for some reason. But no, it's just people lying, mainly Elon Musk. So Tesla CEO Elon Musk says full self-driving will soon make all Teslas fully autonomous, which, again, they're only 2 out of fucking 5. But interviews on Reuters with 9 former labelers who are staffers who train Tesla's AI-powered driver assistance software, along with a former Tesla self-driving engineer, show that the technology continues to struggle in recent months to execute even basic maneuvers, such as like avoiding emergency vehicles or stopping for school buses.
Man, I guess you don't, but like... when you are learning how to drive and people put out road cones and stuff and you hit the road cone and you feel like an idiot, but could you imagine?
It's like a person. Thing,
first of all, I guess can't feel like an idiot, but also, you would hit a person.
Yep. So that's cool. In an article that came out of May of this year.
Probably just pay homeless people to stand around the car and see if they get hit.
I don't even know.
Everything's evil.
Yep. In an article that came out in May this year, Reuters reported that despite dangerous shortcomings, Musk and other Tesla adjacent executives have increasingly touted full self-driving mode's safety as they push Tesla to stage public displays of this feature. So every year they have like a public display to show Tesla investors, like, oh my God, look how cool, look how far we've come along. So the thing is, as these public events approach where Elon Musk needs to show how good his full self-driving is, he would have staffers working longer hours than normal, mapping routes and training the software on specific hazards to make the company's self-driving technology appear more capable than it really is, according to four former Tesla employees. The staffer says that these labor-intensive safeguards were pretty much just for the public presentations and were, like, impossible to deploy on a broad scale. So,
yeah, because I'm sure you're on a track or something like that, too.
So they basically cheated it just to show the public. These efforts undermine Musk's long-stated claim that Tesla's self-driving technology will soon work anywhere globally and doesn't require the same laborious local mapping of roads and hazards implied by rival companies. Musk has said that Tesla takes a simple approach, relying solely on cameras and AI. Which, by the way, why would that give anyone a peace of mind? That will allow it to scale up its robo-taxi service at a hyper-exponential speed. But by the way, why does... So maybe investors want to know high speed. As a consumer, I don't want you to rush shit. Like, how is that... How is that, like, a thing that's like, oh, wow, how enticing?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if your boss is leaning on you to get this stuff done by the big presentation day, you might start taking shortcuts or...
Yeah,
fudging things a little bit.
Fuck you, Elon Musk. Additionally, Tesla tends to present somewhat deceptive statistics. So, for instance, the company exaggerates the technology safety because they compare a rate of crashes in full self-driving piloted Teslas that triggered airbag deployment to crash rates for all vehicles, even if they're like way less severe accidents, like a little fender bender. Also, the company compares its cars to the average U.S. vehicle, which is much older than the average Tesla, because a lot of people, you know, have older cars. They're not all getting state-of-the-art cars. So this distorts the results because all automakers have recently launched new safety features that reduce crashes. Quote, any new car is dramatically safer than a 12-year-old car, said Phil Koopman, a Carnegie Mellon University engineering professor and autonomous vehicle safety expert. Quote, it's like saying my jet airplane is faster than your World War II bomber. Yeah? So what's your point? So, yeah, they're basically comparing Tesla safety statistics to your 2020 Toyota. I don't know. So anyway, the point of this episode is not to fear monger, but, and it's not really for or against self-driving cars, because my beef is with Tesla. I hope Mercedes-Benz is doing a better job, but who knows. But it's just to say that, like, if you, like me, look toward the future of automated car technology with hope, know that we are still a fucking long way out. And I think that I didn't realize how far out we were because of the way things are worded. Like, I really didn't know how far back we were until I knew there were five levels of automation and we're only at two. And also know that, like, while the tech has promises for safety, it's really hard to put your trust in any company because companies fucking lie.
Yeah. So, like you said, they're beholden to stakeholders and not beholden to customers.
Yeah, so, like, I gotta say, when my husband was like, oh, it's your self-driving car, I was like, there's no way it's that good. But then he had a coworker who said that his father just traveled from Pennsylvania to Florida using self-driving the whole way and never touched the wheel. And I was like, the fuck? And I was like, wow. Like, I kind of like, I was like, this sounds too good to be true. Really? And you know what? It is. I'm waiting to hear about the details because it's unclear what happened, but like a day or two after the recent Tesla thing where the guy drove through someone's car, someone actually crashed into a pillar at the outlet stores right by my house. And they also said it was Tesla just like doing its own thing and that it wasn't them. So I'm waiting to see whether or not, because I think Tesla like logs data and could tell if you were in self-driving mode or not, apparently. So I'm waiting to see what.
Yeah, but who are you getting the data from?
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, hopefully there are enough whistleblowers there to make sure Elon can't deceive us too much.
Sounds like these Teslas are drunk.
I know.
Some of them can make it home fine, but most of them.
Oh, look, Elon Musk is drunk. But, yeah, so I got really seduced and excited for a while, but I think I'm going to have to go back to my original plan that if I have to fucking drive.
That's a good, yeah, you go, hey, Aaron, if I have to drive, I need a Mercedes.
I don't even have Mercedes, buddy. Before I even had the idea of self-driving, I was like, I want a really tiny car, a European car, which of course he was like, no, you drive bad. Someone's going to kill you. And I was like, leave me alone. I'm not driving on a highway. I just need something that when I try and park, I won't plow into the car next to me.
You'd be fine with a mid-sized sedan.
What's a sedan mean? That's just like, a regular car, right?
Like an Elantra. Yeah, just a regular car.
Okay, because I feel like everything is a step away from being an SUV now.
You're absolutely right. In fact, Chevy stopped making the car that my mom has, a Chevy Malibu. I feel like that's a larger sedan. And the dealership calls her very, very often to try to get it back from her because people want them.
Oh, huh. To try to get it back from her. That's a weird.
Okay. And she says, I'm going to die in this car.
I love your mom. I just looked at the 2026 Hyundai Elantra and it looks like it's trying to take notes from Elon Musk. It looks like.
Yeah, a lot of them do anymore.
All I can say is, no, I went to London and now I'm in that mindset. I want like a fucking Fiat. I want a fucking electric Fiat that like I can put in the palm of my hand. But yeah, so we'll see. I'll keep you guys posted. But I'm in driving lessons now. But
Chevy by that, Bolt.
Chevy Bolt? So
all I think, American.
Yeah, I think actually we did. Do they still make that? They might not still.
No.
Yeah, that's.
I thought
the thing.
They did. I was at a place, and I swear to God, I saw them.
That's the thing. Every time we see a tiny car, we stop, look at what it is, and we get excited that maybe I'll like it. Then we look it up, and then we're like. They stopped selling them because no one wants them. Because everyone wants a big fucking Wang in this country. Anyway, I mean dicks and cars are your dick extensions. In case you didn't get what I meant.
My dick's blue.
Yep.
But sometimes in the right light, it looks gray.
And to anyone wondering, I'm not getting behind a car in a very long time. I signed up for driving lessons. But by that, I mean, I also signed up for the 30 hours of online classes that a teenager would have to take, and so yep, I'm only halfway through that, so hopefully I will not have to actually get in a car for a few months. My husband wanted us to test drive a self-driving Tesla this weekend, and I was like, fine, whatever, just to see what it's like. But then I realized, oh, it's not fully autonomous. If you want me to be behind the seat, I should at least be comfortable and not want to cry when I stand behind a steering wheel. So I was like, sit behind a steering wheel. So we canceled that because I said I would probably start crying.
Yeah, I could see that poor dealer being like, woman's crying during test drive. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, they're probably going to be like, pull out, then turn on self-driving or something. And I'm like, I don't even want to fucking pull out of a space. I'm not ready. Anyway, so yeah.
It looks like they have one now called the Chevy Bolt with a B.
Oh, I thought that was what we said. What did you say before? Chevy Volt?
Volt. They had a Volt when I had a Chevy. But now they have a Bolt with a B.
Oh, does that still exist?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I'll get that. Why does everything look like that? It looks like an SUV.
Yeah. It looks like a tiny SUV in person.
But it's like, yeah.
People will come up and squeeze your rear view mirrors like they would squeeze your cheeks. Oh, what a cute little SUV.
Yeah, maybe I'm open to that. We'll see. I'm not excited at all. I'm not excited at all about anything car related.
Plugs.
Anyway, you got any plugs?
So just yesterday, honestly, I started watching this show that's on Amazon Prime. It's called The Gathering, and it's a British show. I can't understand what the hell anybody's saying.
What? Or is it like a Cockney British show?
It's like, I guess the idea is that they're from a particular part.
Okay.
Where there's like a heavy accent. And then they're also using slang and stuff. And okay, I'm just like, fun. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to keep watching this show.
I think that sounds really fun. What is it about?
It's about like a girl who gets killed at a gathering. And then it goes back to sort of like show you all the things leading up to it so that you could try to figure out who did it or whatever.
Got it. Okay. My plug is for something that hasn't come out yet, but it's going to come out. Oh, wait. No. By the time this show is live, it will have come out. I don't know if it's going to come to my town, but if it's in your town. Guys, guess what? They are bringing Backrooms back to the movies, an extended cut. Backrooms, Everything Must Go is hitting theaters July 3rd. So if you like Backrooms and want to watch it with 16 extra minutes and a post-credit scene, yes, I do.
It was already so long.
You shut the fuck up. If it's in my town, I will 100% be going alone. There's no world where I can make my husband go to that. And even my friend who likes Backrooms does not want to go to it. I sure as hell do. Anyway, that's my plug. If you haven't seen regular Backrooms, that's still in some movie theaters. It's still in my movie theater, so I recommend it. Favorite movie of the year. And, actually, I had saved the transcript. Then I deleted it by mistake. But just know that our listener, still a loyal listener, Juan. Yeah, called me to say he saw The Backrooms. He didn't hate it. He didn't love it. He didn't love it quite as much as me. He just thought it was interesting. And he feels like maybe he'll watch it again and give another take. But
I feel the same way.
Okay.
I was like, maybe I should watch this again and figure out what the hell Marissa is talking about. If you're enjoying furniture movies, may I also suggest you seek out By Design. Now, By Design is a movie that I didn't think I would ever watch because it stars Juliette Lewis and I don't like her.
Yeah.
But
can I just step in before Pete finishes that thought to clarify that if you don't know what Backrooms is, it is not a quote furniture movie. But continue. That is not what defines it, but continue.
This movie called By Design follows Camille, an emotionally detached woman who inadvertently transfers her soul into a high-end designer chair only to discover that the people in her life prefer her much more as a piece of furniture.
This 100% sounds like a Pete movie.
No, so, I didn't like it, but it reminded me of Backrooms because I was watching it like, I know I'm supposed to like this.
I'm surprised, because yeah, that really sounds like something you would like. Well,
but guess who's in it? Robin Tunney from The Craft.
Oh, I do love her.
Okay. Yeah.
Guys, if you want to say what you thought about Backrooms or give us any ideas for future episodes, you can call us at 570-POD-WAD-1. You can email us at
y'allheardpod@gmail.com.
You could catch us on Patreon at patreon.com/y'allheard.
Where I am trying to figure out the next movie to ruin for next month. And right now I'm leaning on a movie called Pickleball Pete starring Dean Cain.
Oh, don't review anything with Dean Cain. No one needs you to ruin that. No one's going to watch that anyway.
Well, the other alternative was the racist movie with Armie Hammer where he kills a bunch of immigrants.
I want you to do that. I want you to. Because I just heard it exists and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, I'm not watching that. Please do that one for me. Because I don't even understand what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Fucking King. Oh, also you could follow me at Riss Vandal if you want to see I don't post that much, but any updates on like my projects will be posted there. My pumpkins are coming back soon. My new zine's coming back soon. Various things. So just, yeah, follow me there on Instagram if you'd like. And thanks for listening, guys.
Stay cool, everybody.
Stay cool. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.